Happy Easter, everyone. Please be seated, those of you in church. So I believe I have mentioned in Easter's past the tradition in some parts of the church of Bright Sunday, supposedly started in the early church, the Eastern Orthodox Church, continued on in recent years by some Protestant churches, a way to celebrate Easter with feasting, dancing, joking around, celebrating the glorious foolishness of the resurrection, the divine joke of God raising Christ from the dead. One strand of that tradition makes a point of telling jokes in church to celebrate Easter, to brighten things up with laughter and joy. So, here's a few jokes to start your Easter off right. Why shouldn't you tell an Easter egg a joke? It might crack up. What do you call the Easter bunny the day after Easter? Exhausted. Why are people always so tired in April? Because they've just finished a march. I'd tell you a coronavirus joke now, but you'd have to wait 2 weeks to see if you got it. Yeah, that's really a problem, actually. You can't tell jokes anymore, can you? There's nothing funny about our situation these days. Even Google canceled their April Fool's joke for the second year in a row, saying, "With much of the world still grappling with serious challenges, we feel we should again pause the jokes." The great divine joke of Christ's resurrection. It just doesn't offer the same delight this year, does it? Dancing and feasting and joking around, that would require us to actually be together, jostling each other with our big hats and our faces radiant with smiles. Instead, I can't even see you out there in TV land. Everyone who is in church today has their faces covered with a mask. There are no hats anywhere in church today, and you're looking at me, a tired rector who doesn't feel like we've so much finished a march as that we're still on it. Come by later to the church. We can smile with our eyes over our masks. We can furtively share a little chocolate underneath our masks and say Happy Easter to one another. But, it's just not the same. Could we have made it through last year's Easter if we knew that this year we'd still be doing church online? I don't think so. And yet here we are. So, Happy Easter anyway. But there's so much anyway all around us. Today, of course, April 4th is also the anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s murder. And this month, the trial for George Floyd's murder continues on. COVID case numbers are rising again. The head of the CDC was in tears about what is coming. Political leaders supporting armed insurrection against our country and state governments moving to restrict voting rights. And we've lost so many people that we love. And yes, it's spring. And yes, the vaccine. And yes, this may all one day be over, but still, we have a long and painful way to go before it all gets better. And by all, I mean all. Before justice and peace and God's beloved community and the end of all this suffering. There is no way to say Happy Easter without saying all of that. We don't even know yet the full weight of the trauma that we're carrying. the sadness and the grief in our bodies and souls. We don't even know yet how this has all changed us. Only that we're tired because it's been a really, really long march. And here's the gospel witness that we have for this Easter, the Gospel of Mark, which begins in chapter 1 with the words, "The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God," and ends with the words we heard in today's reading, "And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid." This is good news told in a time of terror, of fear so ongoing that it nearly extinguishes the good news that we so need to hear today. The Roman Empire, its oppressive regime, poverty, sickness, demons on the loose, women and outcasts desperate for some kind of hope, and their beloved rabbi and Messiah dead. Well, no wonder those three women at the tomb were too afraid to say anything. And yet no wonder that they obviously did say something anyway, because somehow we heard about it, and here we are, even online, even the way things are today. No wonder we too are afraid, but we also have something that we need to say, because the world needs what we have shown up for here today. Our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, spoke of this in his Easter message this year, using the gospel song, "Hallelujah Anyhow," to bring this same point home. Bishop Curry spoke of the faith that brought those three women to the tomb that day, not even knowing whether they would find anyone to roll the stone away for them so they could go in and anoint the body. Faith that keeps us going even when we don't see how it's all going to work out. Faith that keeps going in the midst of the world as it is. Resilient faith. Faith with grit. Hallelujah, anyhow. Think of every gospel song you know. The music that culture comes from knows in its history that God is there in suffering. The truth of that music is that always reality is true. Life is hard, suffering is real. People we love don't make it. And yet, even so, eyes wide open, we believe. Hallelujah, anyhow. Happy Easter, anyway. I reflected this week that one gift of this past year has been that it has opened our eyes. We opened our eyes to the gifts of flowers and sunshine. Think of how sweet last spring was, even as the ambulances roared by. The reminder that life was continuing anyway. We opened our eyes to the too much busyness of ordinary life, finding in long hours at home time to be with one another, to pause, to reflect, maybe even think about things we wished we could have put behind us. We've opened our eyes to the preciousness of life as we see the death toll rise daily. And we opened our eyes to the pain of this world, of a system that requires immigrant workers to go out in a pandemic to bring us our food safe at home, that continues to destroy Black and brown communities for power and profit, that finds scapegoats for everything we don't like, that laces through our own family histories with hatred and fear and misunderstandings about one another. We have opened our eyes this year to all of it. And maybe, probably, we've been tempted to shut them again, to go back to the screen and click next episode, to escape into whatever privilege we've got, to pull the covers back up over our head because it has all gone on just too long. And there's nothing fun or funny about any of it anymore. But yet, here we are. We've gotten up early in the morning, and we've geared up for another online service. We're at the tomb, even though we don't really know how the stone can be rolled back. And maybe we fear deep down that this time, maybe it won't be. That where we long to find life, it will only feel dead. But we've shown up, despite it all. And Mark says, when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. And there was good news waiting for them there. He has been raised. He is not here, just like he told you. And they were amazed. And somehow, despite their terror, despite that initial impulse to flee, they told somebody. They shared that good news. And because they did, we are here today. So what do we see when we look up? What do we see when we open our tired eyes? Look up, friends. Look up and see that the faith and the persistence and the resilience that has got us this far is met today with life and light and joy. That even so, even now, even as things are how they are, Christ is risen. In the midst of our fear and our silence, the good news is proclaimed. It is Easter anyway. The light shines anyway. And our laughter at this news may be full of tears, but it is joy anyhow. Christ is risen. And so are we, coming forth from the tomb into the fresh, sweet springtime of new hope and new life. Even at the grave, we make our song. Alleluia, alleluia, Alleluia. Happy Easter.